we shall advocate the immediate and unconditional abolition of chattel slavery everywhere, but especially on American soil. We shall also persuade every oppressed person of color in the United States to settle in Canada, where the laws make no distinction among men based on complexion and upon whose soil no slave can breathe.
Such was the policy of The Voice of the Fugitive, a Canadian publication which supported the anti-slavery movement. Other black publications surfaced during the 19th century, including The Provincial Freeman in the Canadian province of Ontario. The Weekly promoted equality, racial integration, and the scholarship of blacks in Canada and the U.S.
No matter what complexion, incompatible with liberty, an Indian or an African man may have burnt upon him, the moment he sets foot upon British soil, he is free.
Another leading advocate of the Canadian anti-slavery movement was The Globe. Published in Toronto, it kept its readership informed about anti-slavery developments in the United States, Great Britain, and the British North American colonies. The Globe was a leader in the anti-slavery movement.